Saturday night at Our Toronto, and away we go with 3 hours of great stuff. Son of a gun, got a whole bunch of neat things to play for you. We've got a feature on major artists who never hit a number one hit. You'd be surprised at some of the groups and singers who never made it to number one. Got a lot of requests to take care of and all kinds of neat things in between. So let's kick it off. The Everly Brothers, their first hit on Warner Brothers in the summer of 1960.
Thank you.
Searchers, Don't Throw Your Love Away, the summer of 64. That was a number three song here in town. And before that, the Everly Brothers, a million seller that hit number one for them in 1960. Kathy's Clown. Well, I'm looking back tonight. Boy, we got a little of everything. Just going over the list. Great bunch of requests. The Beatles, Flaming Ember, James and Bobby Purify, Edwin Starr, Tony Joe White, The Stones, David Clayton Thomas, all kinds of good stuff coming up. Here's another number one song. This was Del Shannon's second release, his follow-up to Runaway in the summer of 61. It was charted for 12 weeks, hit number one, as I said, and it's Hats Off to Larry.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her.
Yes, indeed. Hats off to Larry. Del Shannon on CKFM with the Daz. We'll take a little break and then come back with the former lead singer of the Drifters with a hit from the fall of 1958. Yes, indeed. Clyde McFadder and A Lover's Question coming up next here on 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and Looking Back.
The IBM PC. What could be easier than buying what you believe?
Even easier to buy your IBM personal computer XT or AT. Buy one before December 31st and you'll bank smart savings, plus additional savings on the IBM software, attachments, and printers to tailor your new IBM system to your particular application needs. Smart savings made to measure.
It's so wonderful knowing your computer is growing instead of coming and going. It's so easy.
Look for smart savings right now at your authorized IBM PC dealer or IBM Product Center. Smart savings, easy choice.
The IBM PC, it's so easy.
You can depend on Pacific Western Airlines. Depend on all our flights to operate with the same reliable service and hospitality you've come to expect from us, even during the current labor dispute. During this time, our reservations and ticket offices will be closed. However, reservations and tickets for all flights can be handled free of charge through any travel agent. Today and in the future, for safe, friendly, and reliable service, you can depend on Pacific Western Airlines.
Does she need me as she pretends? Is this
a lover's question. I'd like to know. What I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question. I'd like to know.
Clyde McFadder on CKFM, a lover's question. Well, here's Dee Clark, first charted record, around for 7 weeks. Here in town, reached number 19 in the summer of 59. It's called Just Keep It Up on CKFM.
Well, one day, baby, you'll be sorry for the way you make people cry.
Clark on CKFM and Just Keep It Up. Well, this next record from Brenda Lee back in 1962. She had a hit with All Alone Am I, but a lot of radio programmers flipped that over and played The Other Side. In fact, so many of them did that, The Other Side got charted, too. Nice song called Save All Your Lovin' for Me.
Let me tell you what's on my mind. There ain't no fooling, I'm in love this time. Yeah, baby. Save all your lovin' for me. I'm
All your loving for me, honey, Brenda Lee, on CKFM with the Daz and Craig Smith. And listen, we're going to take a break, and we are going to come back with a song that was charted on Billboard for 43 weeks. Got to be the anthem of rock and roll. Have that for you next here on 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and Looking Back.
Ever kick yourself because you missed out on a bargain? Have you ever wanted a deal on a new or used motorhome, trailer, snowmobile, airboat, or fishing boat? Then imagine the giant international center, the one beside the airport, filled with the most popular RVs. This is Deals on Wheels. Dealers that want to reduce inventory on both new and used models. Interest rates are low, and your purchase will be stored until spring for free. Deals on Wheels starts Friday at 4 p.m. at the International Center, where parking and kids are free.
At this time of the year, nearly everyone is planning a party. And if you're the one who has to put it all together at a reasonable price and in the right party atmosphere, and you're kind of green in the party business, it's time to call the Keg Party Line. The Keg will help you plan a party to remember. Give us a call, and we'll make you a party hero.
The Keg's got it. Remember the Keg. The Keg's got it.
The Keg Party Line is now open. Call your favorite Keg for details.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hop. We'll have some fun when the first light. We're gonna rock around this rock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
Summer of 1955, Bill Haley in the comments. That was billboarded for 43 weeks. Yeah, the Billboard chart. It was number one for 8 weeks, and as I mentioned, kind of an anthem of rock and roll. That's Bill Haley on compact disc, as a matter of fact, from the original master tapes, and I'm just looking at this, and it's just got all that great stuff. It's even got Hot Dog Buddy Buddy on it. I don't think we've ever played that one on the show. But the sound, as we've said before, of even the reissued stuff on compact disc is just unbelievable. The Presley stuff is great. That Healy stuff is great. Saw a scientist on TV the other day blames Bill Haley for all the people referring to it as Haley's Comet, when it's really Halley's. He says it's probably because of Bill Haley in the comments. And this guy was serious. Speaking of being serious, no, we never are. Listen, there's a new book out. It is called The History of American Bandstand, from the 50s to the 80s. It's written by Michael Shore, along with Dick Clark. It is published by Ballantine Books, and Random House in Canada is the publisher. And we went over this book the other day with Bob Durant, who just fell right on the floor because he went through that and said, oh, there's so-and-so, and I remember her, and there's my favorite girl. And just a lot of, he was picking out people that he remembered seeing on TV when he was a callow youth. And now that he's a callow adult, he's got this book at home, and he's gone through it, and he just loves it. He was saying, oh, yeah, there's so-and-so, there's Mary, and there's Elizabeth, and there's...
No.
See, he's here now. That's why. He just wandered in. What was the name of the girl that you fell in love with?
Arlene Sullivan.
Now,
anybody around my age, let's see, I was in grade 8 or 9, and I used to rush home in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Arlene Sullivan used to dance with Kenny Rossi,
mm-hmm.
and Justine danced with Bob.
There we are. Bandstand's most famous couple, Justine Carelli and Bob Clayton.
Sure.
It's all in here.
They went on to make records together. They had fan clubs.
Yes, the Bob Clayton fan club.
Because they danced on American Bandstand.
And they were just kids.
Kids.
Well, that's all in here. And on page 17, it says, when American Bandstand went network, Bob, the very first record spun on the first network installment of American Bandstand was none other than this one right here.
I love you.
Rave On Indeed, Buddy Holly on CKFM from 1958. And a whole lot of shaking going on before that, Jerry Lee Lewis. Well, listen, if you'd like a copy of the book, The History of American Bandstand by Michael Shore with Dick Clark, and it's got a list of everybody who was ever on the show and all the songs they sang and all the people like the people that Bob Durant mentioned. He just wandered in from the newsroom when we were talking about the book there. Anyway, if you'd like a copy of that, we have a little question for you to answer, okay? And it's not a toughie, if you were paying attention. All you got to do is write down the answer and mail it into Looking Back Bandstand, CKFM, 24 St. Clair Avenue West, Toronto, M4V1L4. And the question is, what was the first song played when Dick Clark's American Bandstand went on national TV? And as I say, if you were paying attention, that's not a tough question. And we've got 8 copies of this to give away. So if you'd like a copy, send in your answer to Looking Back Bandstand, CKFM, 24 St. Clair Avenue West, Toronto, M4V1L4. Get them in as soon as you can. We will announce the winners on the Saturday, December 7th show. So the mail should be in
by December 4th.
By December the 4th. Thank you, Craig. I don't have a calendar in here. Somebody stole the calendar. So get the letters in. That's the deadline, December the 4th. We'll announce the winners on the Saturday, December 7th show. And we've got 8 copies to give away. Again, what was the very first song played when Dick Clark's American Bandstand went on national network television? Okay? And you could get yourself a copy just like that. Okay, here's Shirley Matthews. This was a big one in 1964, charted for 16 weeks, hit number 4 here in town, Big Town Boy.